Welcome back to the motherfucking podcast. It's your host, the one and only Stove, or Stony Baloney, whichever. Okay. Ooh. Roe versus Wade. Abortion. Abortion. In the United States, women have lost their rights to have an abortion, a safe abortion. That don't seem right. Something about that don't seem right. Because who are we to dictate what they do with, like, what they do? Here's the thing. Yeah, sure. They're, you know, destroying lives that are unborn, but it's none of our fucking business, first off. It's none of my business what someone else does with themselves. You know what I mean? And not only that, but what happens if a young girl, teenage girl, has a, you know, they accidentally get pregnant, but they can't have the baby because if they have the baby or they continue with the pregnancy, it could potentially kill them. It's just not a viable, you know, pregnancy because of health complications, you know. The baby is not fully formed in the womb. It's missing some parts, some organs, or whatever, you know? It's like, there's medical issues on why people get abortions, too. It's not just because people don't want to have babies. I mean, sure, there are people that don't want to have babies out there in the world. Absolutely. But you got to consider the ones. It's just like, it's just like the Second Amendment. It's just like the right to have guns, to bear arms. You gotta look at it like that. Like, just because a school shooting happens doesn't mean that you take all the guns away from the law-abiding citizens who are gun owners. You don't do that. Just because there's a lot of women out there who like to fucking fuck all the time, right? And then they end up getting pregnant all the time, so they go in and get abortions all the time. Just because of those people doesn't mean you take it away from the rest of the women, because they need that shit. What happens if one of them gets raped? Do you expect them to really carry that child, especially if they don't want to, considering what caused the pregnancy? Like, I wouldn't want my daughter going through something like that just because people have a fucking certain point of view in society. It's fucked up. It shouldn't be anyone's business of what the reason why they're getting abortion or it doesn't even matter. The whole abortion thing should be left alone by everyone. It should just be about that person. It shouldn't be about anyone else. It shouldn't be about, I mean, it's not our choice. It's not even our lives. And if they do choose to do something like that, it doesn't even affect me. Physically, emotionally, it doesn't even affect me at all because I don't give a fuck. I only care about what me and my family does. That's it. And that's how it should be. And quite frankly, I see this as a regression of progress. This is not progress in my eyes. At all. It's a big step backwards. We're so obsessed with all these stupid shit, like whether or not there's boys and girls and, you know, and what fucking flavor of whatever, you know, I don't fucking know, dude. Whatever the fucking people are into these days. It's just fucked up. I know I'm hitting this topic late, but I had to hit it because I feel like it's an important thing to talk about. It's just, I haven't gotten around to doing it. Found some time to do it. And I'm going to talk about it. I don't want to drone on it too much, but I mean, how much can I say about it? How much can I talk about it? I don't really have... I don't do a lot of research. I just see what I see when it comes out, when, like, I don't do extensive research on anything. Like, all I know is it's not right, man. It's a big, I don't even, like, I'm so, like, flabbergasted about it. Not only that, I support musicians that support this whole fucking thing of no abortions. And I'm like, dude, are you serious? Like, can you be a little bit more open-minded about the real reason why we need abortion? Not just because there's people out there who fuck all the time. And it's not just that because they don't want to deal with the consequences. It's probably because they can't, they also probably can't afford to have a kid. Like, I can't believe, like, some of the musicians that I support can fucking just be okay with this. It doesn't. And I'll fucking name them. Fuck it. Adam Calhoun, who has a daughter. You know what I mean? Like, dude, how can you? You took that right away from her. You know what I mean? Well, he didn't, but the Supreme Court did, you know, and he supports it. It's crazy. And then there's fucking, I'm pretty sure Tom McDonald, too. I'm not 100% on that, but I'm pretty sure he does. Burden, Mises, you know. I know those ones for sure, which is crazy. That, I don't know. They just see it one way. And they see it as, yep. Oh, even Ben Shapiro. Ben, like, what? Dude. And he has kids. And he has a daughter. And, like, what if that happens? What if there's a health complication where, you know, if his daughter goes through with the fucking pregnancy, it could kill her. Or the baby just isn't viable because it's not a complete baby. You know what I mean? I don't know. I'm a loss for words, man. Like, how can they sit back and think, yeah, this, yes, this. It's, you know what it is? They can't get past the fact that they're taking an innocent life away. That's what it is. They look past the real reason of why abortion is important, and they look at the fact that, but you're taking a life away. An innocent life that is unborn. Sure. Sure. We are. Or not we, but they, you know, whoever does it, right? Whoever goes and gets the operation done. Yeah, but you know what? It's none of my fucking business. It's their own lives. That, you gotta understand that having a baby is a huge life-changing thing for any, like, it's, it changes so many aspects of your life that it makes it hard to do things in your life. To be in a better spot in your life, that be more prepared for a child in your life. And you might have had a plan not to have a baby, but somehow the birth control didn't work, or the condom broke, or something happened, and it's your fucking, it's your life, it's your choice to be able to, okay, can I, either I'm going to keep this baby, or I'm not ready for this financially, or in my life where I'm at right now, and I want to be a good parent and not bring them into a world like this and struggle even more and make it even harder for the next generation. No, I'm going to, you know, I'm going to choose to abort this baby because it's just not right. I'm not in a good spot when I achieve my goals and I get to the spot where I want to be able to take a child, then I'll go through with my pregnancy and have a baby and start my family. I mean, that's a responsible way to do it. Instead of having children raising children, you know what I mean? Like, we don't need children raising children. That's how you end up with fucked up generations. So, you know, it just, I can't believe they're not open-minded enough to see that. To see, they're just so, nope. It's, oh God. And it really, I don't know, it just, isn't it, especially, like, people who I, like, Ben Shapiro, I support probably, I would say, 70% or 60% of the things that he hits on. I don't support everything. Obviously, this one, I don't support this the way he does. He's far right on it. You can see that. And then, same with Adam and Mises and Burden. I think Tom McDonald, but I'm not 100% on that. I can't say that on him. But I'm pretty sure I don't know. I'm pretty sure. But it just, I can't, I just, my brain can't process it. I'm like, what? You really see this as, like, whoa. Like, and yeah, you know, you gotta look at the data. I haven't looked at any data, but Ben, he does. He looked at fucking, Ben Shapiro looked at fucking some data, and he said there's something about 300,000 abortions a year. But, and I don't, what are percentage of the reasons for, it doesn't matter. Can you imagine another 300,000 people a year? Holy fuck. Holy fuck. That would be insane. On top of everyone else that's already born without abortions. You know what I mean? What? That would be insane. Or we, how can we, how would we be able to handle something like that? Imagine the population growth. Holy fuck. That's 300,000 mouths. We got more mouths that we got to feed as a nation. Because you got to think, you know, we only have so much fucking farmland, food. We only have so much, you know, resources in this world to take care of people. At some point we're going to reach our capacity and it's going to turn ugly. I mean, that's why fucking Elon Musk is trying to get us to the next fucking planet that's viable for human life. You know what I mean? He's starting with Mars, which is a good first step. And whoever takes, you know, the reigns after him is going to continue that mission even further. So, but, yeah, we got to leave that kind of stuff alone and not get all fucking crazy about that shit. This is fucked up that the Supreme Court voted no abortions. What? Are you fucking kidding me? And here's the other thing. I don't remember having a say in it. I don't remember having a say in this. What? I'm sure a lot of people are gonna have a fucking... Like, they have a way they feel about it, but yet they don't have a voice. You know? Not unless you have a podcast or a fucking YouTube channel and you're big or something. There's little voices and big voices out there. And the big voices, they have more influence. They need to be able to fucking speak up for others. And I mean, some do. I'm pretty sure some out there, there's some out there that do. That fucking speak up for the people. And how the people really feel. Because I'm telling you how I feel. And I'm sure the way I feel is how a lot of other people feel. They just... I can't see how this is a good thing at all. What... I'm curious to see how this next few years go with this no abortion idea. It's not good. Not good. Yeah. We're in the midst of a regression. We're in the midst of a regression in this nation. And the world sees it. You know what I mean? They see that this nation is struggling internally. They are. They see that we're bickering and fighting back and forth about stupid shit. About shit that isn't really, shouldn't matter to us because it's none of our business about what someone else does with themselves. You know. So stupid. We got a war in Ukraine with Russia. Still going on. You know what I mean? We had that fucking evacuation. Not more like a fucking, I don't even know what you call it, but a fallout of fucking Afghanistan, leaving thousands of Americans. There's still Americans over there. Because everyone forgot. We still have people over there, dude. I don't understand how people forget these things so easily, so quickly. It's because they just show us, oh, here's the next big thing. Fucking Amber Heard and Johnny Depp. Defamation court. Fucking case or whatever. You know what I mean? Like, people get distracted so easily, they forget shit. I bet a lot of people already forgot the fucking evacuation of Afghanistan. I don't know if you call it, can even call it an evacuation. It's not even a proper evacuation. The kid, the families out there were so desperate, they were throwing babies over fucking fences into Constantine wire in hopes that they'll fucking, you know, have a better chance. The what? I could never imagine doing that to my child. That's insane. You gotta think, that's fucking desperate. And, I mean, that's just tip of the iceberg of what I've heard from through Tim Kennedy, who went out there. You know what I mean? It just... And if you don't know who Tim Kennedy is, it's fucking listen to some Joe Rogan podcast. You'll know who he is. But fuck, dude. It's just, we got bigger problems than this, and we need to look past this kind of shit. We need to look past our own problems, but, you know, and like, we need to be able to, like, sit down, reflect, take a breath, all of us, just, okay, let's look at everything. Everything that has occurred in the last fucking 10 years, dude. You just gotta look at it like that now. Well, really, it's less than that. It's like 5 or 6 years. Last 5 or 6 years, just fucking look at, okay, kind of the Inslee shit, the fucking, all, everything that has occurred, like, well, okay. There's something obviously going on bigger than me. Bigger than all of us. And if some people are just blind to it, man. They don't see it. They're blind by their arrogance. And they're blind by their anger and their emotions. And their own personal struggles in life. They're blinded. They can't distinguish things. Separate things. Separate themselves from ideas. People like to attach themselves to ideas and they'll die with that fucking idea. They'll never change their point of view on things. You know, they're not open-minded. They just close-minded. This is how the world works, should work, and this is the way it should be, and that's the way I see it. That's how it's gonna be, no matter what. Okay. All right. Can you consider other people's opinions a little bit? Think about it a little bit. Think about why. It shouldn't. I don't know, dude. We gotta make this thing work, man. We gotta come to. Yeah, this is not working. Right now, what is happening is clearly not working. And a lot of it has to do with the way media and our politicians make things happen in this country. They the combination of the two, and then, in the fucking celebrities who have an influence on us, all that, the combination of all that shit, it's spreading a narrative for both sides. And it's pitting the people against each other. That at the end of the day, both narratives are writing the people against each other. Which is, why are we doing this? Why are we trying to self-destruct it in here? Why are we trying to fucking cause some bullshit? Doesn't make sense. Unless you have a bigger plan, a hidden agenda that the people don't see. You know what I mean? Or know about. Because, let me ask you something. Can you hear, right now, can you hear what they're saying? Can you hear what they're talking about? They can probably hear what the fuck I'm talking about. But, you know, that's because of things like 9/11 and the Patriot Act. They're able to do that. And think about that. Think about the title of that. Patriot Act. A way to spy on the Patriots. Patriot Act. Interesting. Huh. But no. Yeah, it just, and we have the right to privacy, yet our privacy rights are taken. You know what I mean? With that. But, and then, It just, everything. Yeah, I think. What makes you think they really have our best, your best interests? You know what I mean? I don't really think they do. They look out for themselves and their own interests. They have their own goals and interests. They're only human. They're human. So you know humans are not perfect. And they can be corrupted by greed and money and influence. And I think that's what's happened over in DC in a lot of our agencies and federal agencies. And I think a lot of, like, from the, and it's just, I can't believe this is what our nation is really like. You know what I mean? Full of corruption, deceit, and lies. It's not how I was taught, about, you know, of America, what they stand for, freedom. And there's a cost for freedom. You know, it's not free. Freedom is not free. There is a cost for it. And pretty soon, well, I don't know. Who knows? Hopefully not. But some people might find out what the cost is in the future. You never know. No one could say. I can't say. But I could predict just by seeing what is happening. It's like seeing the writing on the wall. Unless you're just blind and arrogant. But at the end of the day, we fucked up. We took abortion away when we shouldn't have. We got involved in something that we shouldn't have got involved with. Other people's business. You know, and why does it matter? It's not me. It doesn't really, whatever someone else, like, honestly, why does it really affect you that much? No. It doesn't affect you financially. It doesn't affect you. Fuck, does it affect you? Shouldn't even be a fucking thought in your mind. But you can't get. Look, I understand that you're. Oh, but it's a life, but. Yeah, but it's not my life. Sorry if that sounds like an asshole, but. It's their life. It's their life, not mine. And wow. Well, I just hope for the best. That's all I can say. I hope things turn around. This whole shit is getting crazy. You gotta look at the narrative. You gotta see, like, this is bigger. There's something bigger going on here. We're slowly becoming like China. Slowly becoming like China. And what if it's all just an act by our politicians who are on the media? Whenever they're on the camera, they're selling us one narrative, or one agenda, and then once they're off camera, behind closed doors, they are actually doing a whole nother different narrative and agenda. I guarantee it. They don't really have our interests in best. Otherwise, things would be different. And we would see and know the difference. And wouldn't it be like this, where we're fighting against each other on the internet? It's a war that has started a long time ago. Well, now it's been a while. It's like a Cold War. We're in a new Cold War, and the Cold War is over social. It's on social media. It's not. Some of it gets physically violent when you have riots and shit like that. But we'll see how this goes. I wish the best for everyone out there. And I'm sorry for the way that things have gone, ladies out there, who are also people, just so you guys know. All I can say is I wish things get better. And I pray they do. If not, blood is due. Peace out, America. Love y'all.